Darling, I was just wondering if everything's all right. I just wondered because, if something was wrong, you can tell me. I'm your princess. You can tell me anything. Anything that's on your mind. Anything that you're worried about. Anything that's making you pace. Pace. Well, darling, you're pacing. You've been pacing for 3 hours, and I was just a little concerned, is all. You're not pacing. It looks like pacing. Oh, you're patrolling. Patrolling in my sitting room. In your full suit of armor. Which isn't a problem. I mean, not at all. You keep on patrolling. It's just, you don't normally patrol in my sitting room ever. You're not really the patrolling type. And you don't ordinarily wear your full suit of armor in the castle. Also, that's your battle armor. Your battle armor. Battle armor, the armor that you wear into battle. Darling, I know your battle armor. I know all your suits of armor. Because you look rather fetching in your armor, and I just know your armor is all. What? No. I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. And it's not working. You are pacing. Pacing. No. Not patrolling. You are pacing in full battle armor. Something's wrong. Something is wrong. And you're not telling me. And that worries me because you tell me everything, and for you not to tell me, it must be really big and scary, and I don't, darling, you look worried. You're pacing and clanking, and no, I mean, you're not clanking. I mean, a little bit. It's just, you're acting. You're nervous. No, not scared. I didn't say you were scared. Darling, you're the bravest person I know. You stun me with your bravery, with your dedication, with the way you protect me, the way you look after me. But seeing you like this, it's disturbing. No, not because you're making too much noise. I kind of like the whole clanky armor thing. Think I have a thing for knights. Well, a knight in particular. Which knight? My knight. My gorgeous, intelligent, cunning, brave knight. My knight who rescued me, who brought me home. My knight who I fell in love with. You. You are my knight, and I love you so much. And I want to spend my life with you. And now you're pacing again. And darling, Oh. Darling, I. Just because you're a knight and I'm a princess doesn't mean that you have to. I mean, I understand. I mean, it was No, nothing's wrong. I'm fine. No, you don't have to worry about it. I mean, I get it. I understand. It was a unique situation. It was romantic and dangerous situation. It was easy to get carried away, but I understand. I totally understand. I mean, we're back home now and it's not the same. It's different here. It's real life. I understand if you don't feel the same way, and I won't hold it against you. I would never do that to you. I hope you know. Did you just tell me to shut up? You just did it again. Well, no, I just if you're not in love with me, if you feel differently, and again you're telling me to shut up. I just don't want you to feel like you have to. No, I'm not, darling, no. I'm not saying. I'm messing this up. I just. Just because you saved me, just because I love you, doesn't mean that you have an obligation to love me back. I don't want you to feel like you have to. Because you don't. Shut up because you love me. Do you realize that is exactly what you said to me the first time you told me that you loved me? You told me to shut up, and then you said that you loved me. I couldn't think of anything else that would have you so worried, because you're brave and you're capable and you're acting. You're rattled. No, your arm is not rattling. You're rattled. You're just clanking as you pace, and I think you've worn a line in the floor. I know something's wrong. I know something has you worried, and darling, you can tell me. You can tell me because you're wearing your full suit of battle armor and you're pacing. It's serious, and if it's serious to you, it's serious to me, and I'm worried. No, darling. I'm always going to worry about you. It's part of being stupid in love with you. So just tell me. You can tell me, darling. You can tell me anything. So just. I'm sorry, what? You've been? So that's why you're pacing. That's why you're wearing battle armor? Could you just you're nervous because you're going to ask my father for my hand in marriage. You're going to. You want to marry me? You want to marry me? Well, of course I want to marry you, and I. But why are you so nervous? I mean, darling, of course I'm going to say yes. I love you. I am so in. What does my father have to do with anything? Oh. Because you have to ask him, because I'm a princess and And you're nervous.
Oh.
You're going to ask my father for my hand in marriage. And you're nervous. Oh, oh.
Oh.
What? No, no, you don't have anything to be worried about. Not really. I mean, it's not like he's protective. I mean, not really. I mean, a little tiny bit protective. Very protective. And. Okay, I get why you're nervous, but I'm sure he'll say yes. Eventually. I mean, you don't have to ask him. I mean, I'm a strong, independent princess. I can marry who I want. He wouldn't be unhappy. Although the thought of an unhappy king is a little terrifying. But, you know, he's a pussycat. It's just, you know, he used to be a lion. And, I mean, he's still a bit... rah. I can see... I can see why you're pacing now. Are you sure you want to marry me? No, I just mean because... Are you sure you want to ask him? You are. Well, if you're sure... Well, we just have to think how to do this. And that's what you've been doing. That's why you've been pacing. So, you know what? Let's pace together. Let's pace and figure this out. So. Oh, we're being summoned to the main hall. My father wants to see us. Oh, bum.